This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, it is May 8, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted, beloved, and humble newsman. Thank you.
Beloved and humble. Self-proclaimed beloved.
Yeah, but also humble.
Yes. Concepts of being humble.
Honk your horn if you love me. Please be seated. It is brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is No Socks Day. Are you wearing sockies?
I am wearing sockies.
On your little feetsies.
Sometimes I don't. It bothers some people in my family that I go tennis shoes, no socks on a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I just put a little baby powder in there, and then I go bare feetsies.
I don't like that feeling.
No?
But I do like not wearing socks.
Yeah.
Like
more flip-flop. Or
sandals or sure. A flip-flop or maybe a slider.
I'm a bit weird in that I don't like thick, cushy socks. I wear the thinnest socks humanly possible. And so sometimes if I can't find a pair or whatever, I just go with the straight baby powder and it's a great feeling.
It is also World Donkey Day.
Oh, I love a good donkey. Kind of want a mini donkey. It's part of my moving out to the country and starting my own, zoo. And definitely mini donkey would be out there.
A burrito?
Schwarzenegger has a mini donkey. If you follow him like on social media, he has a mini donkey and a mini horse that like live in his house. It's the cutest damn thing ever. They just like cruise around. Like he smokes cigars in the house and then like he's just sitting there. Next thing you know, there's like a mini donkey that's like getting up on his desk.
Why does he do that?
I don't know. Because he can. He doesn't have to clean up after it. He literally has a mini donkey and a mini horse that live in his house and just run around. And sometimes they take a dump and he's like, well, that happened. Have you ever seen a mini donkey? It's the cutest damn thing ever. Trust me, if I could get someone to sign off on it, there'd be a mini donkey at my house.
The clash between the Portland Pickles and the fictional Peaks Valley Pickles has gone from a laughing matter to a legal battle.
Are the advocates involved in this?
Jason.
Are the Pickles getting mixed up in frivolous lawsuits?
The Pickles have sued. I'm not sure it's frivolous. Mm. The Summer League Baseball team filed a federal lawsuit against the Walt Disney Company, claiming the global entertainment company is engaged in trademark infringement for launching a team with the same name on its streaming television show, Win or lose.
You can't do it.
Attorneys for the local team are now seeking unspecified damages and a judge's order permanently banning Disney from using their name in the show or on merch. Now, does anybody know this show, Win or Lose?
I don't. It's an animated show, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a, you know, it's just a little... I was not aware of it until I saw this story, and then I had to go find out what exactly this is. And it kind of looks like the animation that's like in Up, you know?
Okay.
I don't know. And there's a little team that runs around. It's like, it's a little kid's team. And they're the Pickles.
According to the suit, that brand is now at risk of being diluted and devalued, not because of poor business decisions or market shifts, but because Disney thought the name Pickles was catchy and used it without regard for the people, the real people and real community it represents. You know, I mean, I'm guessing Disney didn't vet it, right? This seems to me a slam dunk lawsuit.
I don't know how any of this works. So, I get that you can't launch a real team, but if I have a fictional show and I have a team called the Mets, can the New York Mets sue me?
I think they can.
I don't know.
But you wouldn't name them the Mets because you know that the Mets already exist. I think in this instance...
What about, the Wildcats?
It's possible that they didn't know that the Pickles... Well, the Wildcats, wouldn't you have a case that there are so many Wildcats?
It's more generic.
Yeah.
As if there's only one baseball team called the Pickles, then maybe you're copying
that
team.
And there's only one baseball team called the Mets.
Will Forte is in this. He's part of the Pickles. He's one of the voices.
He is in a new show.
I love Will Forte, by the way.
He's great. Yeah. He's in... what's that Steve Carell show that's on HB? No, it's on Netflix.
The Four Seasons?
It's got Tina Fey in it.
I don't know.
Yeah, the four Seasons, is exactly. Have you watched that yet?
I have not.
Haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
All I know is I love the Pickles baseball. I'm not familiar with the Disney show, so go Pickles and screw you, Disney.
Well, it is a trademark, the Pickles.
Yeah.
The name and its logo trademarked in 2016.
Then don't go peeing in the
That's
Pickles
right.
pot.
That's right. Plus, Disney has a bunch of money, so I know the Pickles are sitting over there going, yes.
You think that was one of those at the moment
Hell
they saw
yeah.
that? They're like, yeah.
Perfect.
Instead of sending a cease and desist letter, they just were like, well, go ahead.
Well, yeah, they are selling T-shirts for the Peaks Valley Pickles.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh. And their logo.
Yeah, looks, it's cursive Pickles.
It features a smiling green pickle. Yeah. And,
do you think the best case scenario or hope is that oh yeah, Disney kind of realizes they shouldn't and they just fork over some cash and make it go away?
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
It's what's $1 million or
right.
whatever to
suddenly Disney. The Pickles have new and improved facilities
exactly.
and everyone's happy.
If you got a good attorney, what's $10 million?
Though? Exactly. Cut a check and
$20 million.
There you go.
The Pickles are about to be the richest independent league baseball team of all time.
Let's go. Love the Pickles.
Thanks, Walt.
Best value in the city.
What else do I have for you here? Well, cops are now stabbing people.
Yeah, I saw that in the Couve.
Yeah, this was up in Clark County.
I didn't know that was the thing.
Well, yeah, I'm a little confused by this. So cops carry knives?
Evidently. I can't say I knew that knives were part of the repertoire when it came to fighting criminals. Because you either go with the pew, 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 or you got the taser, right? You got the pepper spray. And then maybe you got the club. I didn't know that we could stab people, but evidently
in Portland they carry tridents.
Wouldn't that be something? Evidently you can. Well, maybe you can't, but this guy in Vancouver.
Yeah, this is weird. So a deputy stabbed and killed a suspected impaired driver involved in a crash on Wednesday night. This was around 11 o'clock. Deputies responded to a crash involving a vehicle that hit two parked cars. The man was arrested. He gets taken over to the Scale House on Interstate 5 in Ridgefield. So this is about 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
And of course, for those of you that are familiar, as I am, you don't blow the breathalyzer doesn't come until later. Yeah. Well, that's way back at the station.
Yes.
So they're in that room where they're like, okay, now we got to get your breathalyzer.
Yeah.
So in that room... A deputy reported over the radio that he was actively in a physical altercation with the suspect. The deputy also reported that the man had tried to take his firearm and said he stabbed him several times.
Yeah. So the guy was trying to get his gun and he pulled out a knife and shanked him and the dude died.
The man was pronounced dead at 12:39 a.m. about an hour later.
Yeah. Well, I'm willing to guess that
yikes,
all of this will be on camera. And they said there'll be an independent investigation from a different police organization that will look into this, because you know, you can't investigate yourself, but I would assume
that when
I'd like to investigate my own taxes.
That's the new thing now.
That's the new thing.
People investigate themselves.
Yeah, but they hire, quote,
independent firms.
Rob, I would like
to. But they pay them.
I would like to pay you to investigate my doings.
Oh, my firm would be glad to do that.
But yeah, I would assume that all of this in the police station is all on camera, so it should be pretty cut and dry. That if my man is going for the dude's gun, I'm assuming that a stabbing is warranted, but I just didn't know. I've never heard of a cop stabbing someone, ever.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Weird thing, bro. Well, on Sunday, it's Mother's Day.
Yes.
And there is one local attraction offering something free to moms.
I think a lot of places do that, don't they?
They do, but oftentimes they're not quite as, why would mom want to do that?
Yeah, it's
as this one is, you know? It'd be like a strip club offering two-for-one lap dances for mom. Like,
well, I was thinking more like a free scoop at like a Tasty Freeze or something. It's usually more along the lines.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, like golf courses aren't discounting tea times for mom. Mom doesn't want to go golfing on Mother's Day.
Is that a good idea, though?
Actually, now that I think about it, it's not terrible. I just don't know how many moms you're going to get.
Well, how many dads are going to gift their wife with a round of golf together so that we can go spend
some quality time. You want to get guys in trouble. Start discounting golf tee times on Mother's Day for mom.
Honey, I'll be back in 2.5 hours, I promise.
But if you play with me, babe, it's 25% off. What do you say? It's my gift to you. How do you think that's going to go
over? I think I'd rather just not play golf.
On Mother's Day? No. You can't play golf on Mother's Day.
I'm saying, if you had the choice between playing golf on Mother's Day with your wife or just being with your wife on Mother's Day.
I'd rather just go to brunch and have some bottomless mimosas.
No offense to the BTJ, but we don't need to go out and knock out 9 holes at Eastmoreland on Mother's Day.
Have you played golf with your significant other yet?
We've gone to the driving range, and that's where that will end.
Yeah. So, yeah, we played at Salishan once. Yeah. She was with me out there, and of course, they have a course there.
Sure.
And we were standing there. She's like, I want to play. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That will never happen again.
No.
And she knows it, too.
Yeah.
She admits it. She's like, okay, I get it.
One and done.
We need to do something together.
One and done, sweetheart.
Yeah,
one
not going to be golf. Okay? So we'll get to that story next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.